which I love every day, I tell you. We are chatting with Doreen Fishman. She is local. She is a friend. She holds a national, she is nationally board certified in holistic nursing. She is also a practicing hypnotherapist in West Hartford. Doreen, thanks again for coming in today. It's so wonderful to be able to spend some time with you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We were talking about the law of attraction, and during the break, Doreen, we were just beginning to touch upon one of the things, and I remember when the book The Secret came out many years ago, and it was such a huge hit. But there was a criticism that I would often hear, I'm sure you did too. It did make the whole law of attraction sound very simple, didn't it? And that led to people getting frustrated because they would say, and I'm sure you've heard this in your practice, it's not happening. Okay, I'm thinking positive thoughts, but it's just not happening. And you used the word snag, that people run into a snag. What did you mean by that?
Yes, what I mean by the snag is this. That people will feel like, you know, they're doing all the right dance steps. Why is it not working out?
Yes.
I'm holding that vision, and I'm feeling, you know, strongly about it. I really want this to occur in my, you know, in my life and show up. And then what happens, and this is what I see, and also as a hypnotherapist, that the mental picture that's being held, your mental mind, the subconscious, is not buying into it. So what I mean by that is that the programming for all the years growing up that we've held on to, that felt, how could I possibly achieve that? So what happens, it's a split. So the conscious mind is saying, yeah, I'm doing all the right things. The subconscious mind, which is every cell, again, throughout the entire being, is working at picking up approximately, Mary, 40 million bits of information per second. The conscious mind, conversely, is picking up approximately 40 bits. So who do you want working for you? You know, you want to access the subconscious mind.
Absolutely.
But if we do not know what beliefs we're holding, what is the picture in the mind? If we're not holding that as a positive belief and you're thinking, like, for example, give an example of finances. That's always a big one. And people say, okay, I really want to picture that my bank account's overflowing. But meanwhile, it's incongruent with what they're believing, what the belief statement is that they're holding on to. What I suggest with that is to not worry about the bank account, where it is coming from, but to simply look and see, what would financial freedom look like for me? How would I feel? And the reason I say feel, the emotions actually are a fuel. The more passionate and emotional you feel towards something can bring it, you know, forward for you. And the other piece to that, instead of worrying about the finances in the bank and how it will come through, to think about, what will I have in my life? What will that look like? Whether it's vacation home, whether it's, you know, whatever, remodeling. But keep it so that it's something that your conscious and your subconscious mind can relate to.
Well, and that is the perfect, you use the word incongruent, I use the word conflict, same thing, in terms of, you know, if you're thinking to yourself, okay, I really do want to have a lot of money in my bank account, X number of dollars in my bank account, and you think about that consciously, but many times during the day, you're also thinking to yourself, oh no, the bill is going to be coming in next week, how am I going to pay this bill, I don't have this bill, so it's working against.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that is, and you must run into this all the time with your clients, it's so difficult because it's the difference between the ideal, what you want, and the reality of your life, the real.
Exactly.
And you have to somehow balance those two out. And that's the tough thing.
It's all about balance, actually. And the other piece to it is to really look at, what do you want? And are you, you know, barking up the right tree for it? Is that what you really, really, truly want? You know, and that is a big piece as well, to really know that. So what do you do with that? To just take it some inventory, you know, personally within your life, and to look and see, is this, how do I feel? Using the feeling, again, I'm bringing it to the emotion. I'm pointing to my heart right now, taking it out of the mind, right, the ego, and just from the heart, and just seeing, how do I feel? How do I feel in my body? And I recently had someone quite interesting come in, wonderful woman. She trained in many modalities and felt she really did not want to do the modalities that she trained in. As I sat with her, It was wonderful because I saw so much that she had to offer. And I said, what do you really love to do? And it was a spinoff of what she trained with, but she actually has. I'm sure she'll be quite successful in what she's going to do. And her face lit up. So when I'm working with people, I'm feeling, as an empath, I do feel the emotions of another, so that helps to direct me.
Explain what you mean when you say you're an empath?
As an empath, I have always been an empath since a young child, is that I actually can sense the feelings and the emotions of others, which give me a good clue to how, you know, what's going on and where they're heading in their future and what's working and what is not working. It's a double-edged sword for me.
I was just going to say, it must be exhausting at times, Doreen.
Yes. And many are empaths and really do not realize it. It is. So I always have to take a little extra care of myself, and I do. And that makes a huge, huge difference so that I do not get caught up in the stress. And also I do work with people who are ill going through treatments. So even if they're going through an oncology treatment, I will, instead of focusing on all the cells that the treatment is touching on, I will work with the new cells coming in and the reprogramming of those cells. So that's why I point out the physical, the emotional, the mental.
It's all tied together.
Mm-hmm. And then
I like to think of, when I'm thinking about this, speaking with, again, Doreen Fishman. She's from West Hartford, she's nationally board certified in holistic nursing and is a practicing hypnotherapist. We'll talk about her business and a very exciting summer series of workshops that you have coming up, by the way. I want to touch upon those. I like the expression, the term, not really expression, flip switching, in terms of, you know, we try so hard and we strive for, hopefully, having our minds filled with positive thoughts a lot, because the more positive thoughts you have floating around in your little head, the more positive reality will be attracted to you. And I'm such a believer in that. But every now and again, there is a little negative thought that just pops in. And if we are equipped to flip switch that and not let that negative thought linger, then it doesn't have to adversely affect us. But if we're not prepared to do that, you know, I equate it to when you're sitting in front of a fireplace and it's burning and an ember flies out and lands on your sweater. You know, if you instantly flick it off, no damage done. But if you allow it to sit there, it's going to burn your sweater and maybe ultimately your skin. So the same thing with negative thoughts. If we are prepared to flip switch them as soon as we have them, no damage done for the most part.
Yes, no, absolutely. And then there is also the awareness of, what is that negative belief I was holding? Where are my thoughts going? And then you can, in working with that, you could see, and you look down the line, you go, oh, no wonder that has not manifested in my life. Look, I've been holding this negative thought form around that. I mean, Gandhi had said that so many years ago, and it really impacts our thoughts. A thought held long enough becomes a belief. And that's where that law, the metaphysical law of attraction, that's always at work, Mary. So it's always working. So what your thoughts are doing, if you're in a negative thought form, really the universe knows no differently. So other things start showing up. And do you really want those other things from a negative thought form showing up in your life? Mm. And that's not to frighten anyone. It's just, you know, just to start to, I mean, we all do that. We all get upset. We're in the human condition here. We're not
part of life.
Yes, absolutely.
Wouldn't it be so darn wonderful, Doreen, just think for a moment about what this world would be like, what life would be like, if what we're talking about right now, if what you spend your professional life focusing on and working with people on was taught to little children, if every little girl, every little boy in this country really had that gift, that information, if they could figure that out as little children, oh, it would be a different world. It would be a different world. We'd have less poverty. I just know that. We would have less crime. I just know that. It would be a different society.
I do believe that. There was a time, I have 16-year-old twins now, and when they were in second grade, I went in with the teacher, and I would sit with them and I actually use a simple technique, and people can use this at home. You just take some deep breaths and actually blow up a balloon to exhale out any negative energy, anything that your body does not need for health and well-being, and toss it up into the atmosphere. So the kids would do this. Somebody bothered them on the playground. They'd put it in and watch it as it disappeared. And that's that, you know, using the hypnotherapy, it gets further and further away. And then you go back to a breath. And, you know, there's so many wonderful techniques out there to utilize as well.
Can you stay with us? We're going to take a break. We will be back. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 1-888-574-2723. The happiest of Tuesdays to you. You having a good week? Having a good day? June is almost over. Oh, my goodness. Where does the time go? I have to give some thought to a July challenge. It's right around the corner. Stay with me. This is Mary Jones.
1470, the talk of Connecticut.
I'm loving this conversation, chatting with Doreen Fishman. She's from West Hartford, board certified in holistic nursing, practicing hypnotherapist. We're going to chat about her business and a very exciting spiritual summer camp that she has going on. But again, during that break, Doreen, we were talking about the importance of letting go, the importance of opening up. Why is that so important?
It's extremely important, Mary, because if you're holding on to something that you want, and literally, and I shared with Mary that I actually was training with a monk who slapped me on the head, who said, how can you manifest when you're hovering right over the head what you want, your desire? So we want to, if you think of it this way, not to control it, not to worry about how it will show up in your life, but just to trust in the universal law of physics, put your hands up and just say, I'm going to stay open and curious to it.
Boy, you mentioned that ever-important word that I think an awful lot of people struggle with, that control word. Because we do. I think that we get in our way a lot of the time because we try to control way more than we should.
And that
we can be our own worst enemy, can't we?
Yes.
In that regard.
And that's actually good news, though, because you can do something about that. Instead of worrying about someone else having, you know, how they're affecting you, you can do something right within that. And take that word try and toss it right out of your vernacular.
Right out of the window.
Right out.
Right out of the window. And this is what's so wonderful about everything that we've been talking about today, because we can do something about all of this. We do have that degree of power over our lives. So your spiritual summer camp. Tell me about that.
Very excited.
I love the name of
this. Yes. And thanks to a very dear friend, Robin Clare.
Who I know very well.
So a couple little highlights, if it's okay. Even on June 30th, we are having an open house at the Atma Center. And Robin will be doing a book signing for her new book, The Messiah Within. And we will also be, I'll be speaking about the spiritual summer camp, and we'll be doing an introduction on that. I will be there. It's from 10 to 4, so we'll be talking about the programs and also giving people a little taste of relaxation and spending some time with people that come in. So I think it'll be wonderful. And we broke
now, you are part of the Atma Center, and I know that that's an acronym. Could you define that for us?
Yes. So the acronym for that is... For Atma, A, awaken the heart. And that's, you know, first by quieting the mind and connecting to your inner world. Transforming limiting beliefs by focusing on positive thoughts, words, and actions. Manifest an authentic life filled with genuine purpose and sharing your good fortune with others. Ascend to one's highest potential by knowing that it is possible to have it all.
And it is. And you can do it.
Absolutely.
See, again, goosebumps, Dory. I'm talking about goosebumps on all of this. So your spiritual summer camp touches upon, and you're going to be giving some presentations yourself. What are the dates?
The dates
for you?
For me, on the dates of my programs will be July the 19th. I'll be doing part of the Spirit Series. So that's Overcoming Fear and Resistance. And July 31st, the Mind Series, Recognizing and Transforming Limiting Beliefs. as well as all my wonderful colleagues, as you can see.
Yes, and there are many, many different dates and topics, areas of expertise that you and your colleagues will be touching upon. That is wonderful. What is the best way for folks to learn more about that in terms of the Atma Center and your spiritual summer camp and your practice?
Certainly for the spiritual summer camp, what would be the best way is to contact the Atma Center directly. So we do have www.atmacenter.com.
And it's A-T-M-A Center?
Yes.
.com?
.com. And also, people can feel free to contact me at www.doreenfishman.com, info@doreenfishman.com. And that's probably the best.
Is the email.
And also for the Atma Center, an email. But they can register online, so it's a wonderful way.
Yeah, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to switch gears totally, Doreen. You'll have to come back and talk more about that which you spend your professional life involved in, which is just so affirming. Just so affirming across the board for folks. But totally unrelated, Doreen. I often have on my show a question of the week. This was the question of the week last week, having to do with, and I know you're married, wonderful husband, when you and your husband go out to a restaurant, do you ever sit on the same side in the booth when it's just the two of you, not when there's another couple, but do you ever sit when it's just you and he, the same side in a booth?
No, we do not.
I don't either. Have you? But you've seen couples do that.
I have.
Not that often. But I've seen some. And I will admit, when I walk into a restaurant and see a couple sitting on the same side, I always think it looks kind of odd. Like I find myself, you know, doing a double take. But I posted this on Facebook last week and couldn't believe the number of people who commented in general and the number of people who do it. And they made very good points. They said, you know, it's much more romantic. You can whisper. You can kiss your spouse or your date on the cheek if you're so inclined. You can have some physical contact in terms of put your hand on their thigh or their shoulder or hold hands under the table. All of that sounds wonderful. I'm all about the romance, but it still just looks kind of odd.
No, you know, for me, and I always say to each their own, so
yes.
No judgment there.
No.
I enjoy looking across from my husband and being able to, and if we want to hold hands, we can do that across the table, but to be able to look into his eyes.
Yes. Without getting a stiff neck, which I just think I would get if I were sitting side by side with Morgan and trying to talk to him, I think my neck would be stiff by the end of the dinner.
Well, you know, that's the first thing I thought of, Mary. I'd be with a crane neck. You know,
yes. So. Exactly. And there are some restaurants that are a little noisy, you know, where you're sitting across the booth and you do have to really speak up because there's just a lot of noise in the restaurant. So in that situation, though I've still never done it, but, you know, it would be easier having a conversation sitting side by side. But again, it just so, you know, I'm thinking those of us who haven't done it, we should just try it. Give it a whirl.
Well, we can go out and we can mix and match with the bench.
You mean you sit next to
you can sit with
my husband and I'll sit with your husband?
Now that could be interesting.
That could be very interesting.
Humor goes a long way.
That's right. Oh, it is. You know, I tell you, one of my favorite things in life has always been to laugh. You know, I mean, if we can't laugh at ourselves, my goodness. Doreen Fishman, give your website one more time, please.
www.doreenfishman.com.
Thank you so much, Doreen. So nice to see you. And thank you for the beautiful rose you brought in. Oh, my goodness. Made my day very special. Thank you so much. We'll take a break. We will be back. Hope your day is pretty special as well. Stay with me. This is Mary Jones. Turnpike. It's Wednesday night, 6